Hey, good news, John. We're expanding our operation.
Oh, who is we, white man?
That, hey, man, I'm old school, man. That's you and me. We're expanding our operation. It's going great with the syndication of our new format.
Okay.
Win, lose, or drone.
That's right. Now we are very happy to present to you the Canadian version of our show, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down, all you Canadians. It's time to play
Win, lose, or drone.
Been a lot of talk lately about holes in security along the border with Canada.
The risk of terrorist activity across our northern border is actually higher than across our southern border.
But CBC News has learned that hole has now gotten much smaller. Predator bees from this base in North Dakota have more than quadrupled their range and are now patrolling 1,500 kilometers right to Washington State. As well, before, they couldn't fly within 16 kilometers of the Canadian border. Now they are cleared to fly right up to the line.
We have 950 nautical miles of border, linear border, by 100 miles deep.
100 miles deep.
So, rough math, 95,000 square miles.
It's not like the Predator drone has just appeared here. They were first unveiled amid much fanfare 2 years ago. But it's taken this long to train pilots and to prove to federal aviation authorities that they can operate safely inside civilian airspace.
I notice you steer away from using the term terrorist.
There are other applications for this, but certainly Terrorism Acts comes to mind.
So, how effective has the program been in the past 2 years? It's a sensitive issue.
Have you been involved in interceptions in the last 2 years?
Not with actual crossings. They've been used with arrests, with actual investigative acts.
Where you assisted, but didn't precipitate what happened.
Correct.
So there you go. Drones over Canada, but we've caught no terrorists, but we are tracking your ass. We're assisting in investigations.
Well, it's like Ron Paul says, maybe just to keep us in.
Yeah. There's a lot of drone news, actually. Freedom of information request to the CAA, that's the Civil Aviation Authority in Gitmo Nation East, has revealed 60 companies have been granted blanket permissions to fly unmanned drones within UK civil airspace. Yeah, that's great. So they have three types.
So Buzzkill Jr. and I are thinking about starting up a drone, independent drone operation ourselves to do traffic analysis, have the drones going up and down 80 and then around the Bay Bridge, and keep them down at some low altitude because it would be the small drones with cameras, and then the cameras would be streamed to the internet and people could check in. And because right now the competition is KGO. They got one guy in a helicopter and he's got to do the whole Bay Area. We figure we can have about 10 drones and we can cover everything instantaneously because the drones would be programmed to just go around in a certain, you know, a certain pattern, which for certain bottlenecks in the area. And then, you know, the police can use them if they need them.
I'm very disappointed by this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because where's my cut?
Well,
Am I not a part of the new?
It depends.
The new venture? Can I maybe? Who's going
to
fly?
You wanted to set up an Austin branch?
Hello.
Do you have any freeways? You got any traffic there, or is it just horse carts?
No, we don't have any traffic. I can fly the drones. I can fly them from here.
Okay. Well, you'll be the head of training.
Can I? No, I want to be head of flight operations.
Okay, that's it. It's your new title.
Hello, I'm Adam Curry, head of flight operations for the, what's the name of the company? Dvorak Drone?
West Coast Drones.
No, it's got to be Dvorak Drone.
Dvorak Curry Drones, Dvorak and Dvorak Drones. I don't know. We'll name it, but first we got to start researching these drones, and we'll just cover the area. DCD,
no, listen, for marketing purposes. We call
traffic drones.
DCD, Dvorak Curry Drones, DCD. It's a hot name, DCD.
Yeah, DCD is not bad. Dvorak Curry Drones. Let's get somebody to get on that one and get a .com.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. I'm sure DCD.com is way available.
No, DCD drone. Well, DCD. Can't we DC, just get? DCD
wait
is
a
not
minute.
Possible.
Isn't ICANN releasing all the new top
level
domains?
Yeah, they got some new TLDs. We could use one of those.
Let's make one called .drone. Exactly. .drone. We could own that. We could be the registrar. Another side business. anything, please, anything but what we're doing now, because I'm starving over here.
Starving to death.
And a couple more drone stories, and I'm done with that. Montana is now going to be using drones against wolves. It's hard to track these wolves, apparently, so they're going to drone the wolves.
Drone the wolves?
It's one step from droning the lone wolf. It's not far. It's mind, it's conditioning is what it is. Get used to people thinking drone the wolf, and then it'll be drone the lone wolf, and before you know it, it's over.
Drone everyone.
Same thing for the Japanese whalers. Drones are now joining in the fight. U.S. military technology adapted as eye in the sky by eco-activists in the Antarctic seas. See, these guys are smart because they get like all kinds of NGO money to fly their drones. And let's face it, it's just a model rocketry club. Just, you know, guys like, this is great. My hobby is now my business. This is fantastic. What a great idea. What a great idea. Anyway, that closes off our segment today for our game show.
Win, lose, or drone.
I like it. DCD.
Okay, well, we're going to work on that. This is one of our great ideas.
This is one of the better ideas. I am the director of flight operations for DCD. Can I have business cards?
Yeah, Vistaprint.
Vistaprint. Oh, wow.